The telephone survey of 641 registered voters around the state shows Democratic Vice President Al Gore with a 43-40% victory over Texas Governor George W. Bush. But if John McCain were the Republican Party's nominee, the survey suggests the Republican could take Minnesota's 10 electoral votes, 44-40%. Both results are within the poll's 4 percentage point margin of error, making both races virtual toss-ups. The picture is more clear-cut within the parties. The survey didn't identify those who are likely to participate in the precinct caucuses, the first step in the process of choosing national convention delegates. But survey participants who usually vote Democratic favor Gore over former Senator Bill Bradley, 59-25%. McAllister College professor and former St. Paul mayor George Latimer says he joined Bradley's campaign out of admiration for his clear thinking and commitment to racial harmony. He says a lack of animosity toward the Gore campaign by Bradley supporters has also meant a lack of intensity.
Maybe Bradley's candidacy would have greater energy if there were more anger or dislike for Gore. But frankly, that's not the way I've seen it in my limited activity in Minnesota.
On the GOP side, despite McCain's popularity in the general electorate, likely Republican voters prefer Bush, 49-31%. University of Minnesota political science professor Steve Smith says McCain's outsider image is responsible for the paradox. McCain has alienated his own party by even publishing the names of other Republicans he accuses of pork barrel spending, even as that same maverick image has charmed many independent voters.
So the Republicans are in a bit of a bind. At least with respect to Minnesota, McCain would do them far more good than Bush.
Smith says Minnesota voter responses to McCain are mostly in line with national figures, despite the fact that McCain has no campaign organization in the state to speak of. But Republicans in Minnesota and around the country are solidly behind Bush. St. Paul Mayor Norm Coleman is chairing the Bush campaign in Minnesota. He says Bush, too, can draw in a wide spectrum of supporters and cites his popularity among Latino voters in Texas. Coleman is working to get Bush supporters to Tuesday's Republican caucuses to create grassroots support.
And then from there, do what needs to be done to get a Republican victory in Minnesota, which hasn't happened in a long time in a presidential race. But again, when you have a candidate who has broad appeal, who has governed, I think we've got a good shot.
Reform Party contender Pat Buchanan made only a slight 3-4% showing in the hypothetical matchups, not enough to assure the party of retaining major party status in the state through the next election cycle. One of the potential voters in the survey was Ruth Carlson, a mother of eight and member of a religious community called Christ's Household of Faith in St. Paul. Carlson says she hasn't had time to think about the fall election yet and didn't pledge support for any one candidate. But she says typically she looks for conservatives who will support freedom in education. Her children attend a private religious school.
The main issue, because I'm a mother and I've got so many kids, is our education. Of course, I tend to be against those who are for abortion.
On the other side of the political spectrum is survey participant Sid Verdorn, a factory worker and union member in Albert Lea. Verdorn says he cares about labor and economic issues and tends to vote Democrat. He sees McCain as volatile and Bush as inexperienced. He jokes that he was a Gore supporter even before the vice president sought to toughen up his image.
Gore went through his alpha male training, you know, and so maybe that was more appealing. And he's strong on environmental issues, too. I mean, that's another good point he has.
Gore also received a disproportionate number of votes from women, while more men preferred McCain or Bush. Political analyst Steve Smith says the poll results show a widening of the gender gap that emerged under Clinton, with more women voting Democratic, possibly out of support for legalized abortion or social programs affecting women and children. I'm Amy Radel, Minnesota Public Radio.